There's still gonna be a couple minutes. I just know it can take you a while to get on, so I figured
Oh,
I
you
should
go to fucking
give
hell.
you
Hold
a
on.
heads up. Wow, this is how
It's
you just
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo is holiday time.
We over here
Holiday
getting fucked
time.
up. Hold on. Let me
Oh,
hook
what
up on
else
you.
is new?
Wow.
He loud as fuck.
Who?
Andre.
We all over here kicking it.
All y'all loud. And it's
Damn.
noon.
Hold on. Shut up. Shit, I had a couple shots. Let me be fucking great around here.
No
How
invite. Is this
we
who
got
we
some
are?
tequila with the lime?
Wow. Let
Oh
me get
no.
on your level. Don't, no,
Leave
don't talk to them. Mute yourself,
y'all
because.
Zoom in. I can't talk to them. Okay, I'll be back in 1 second.
And they see, Ashley thought we were so professional. Oh, do I need to have my microphone and my
Right,
background?
I was gonna set up the mic.
That's what I was
I
saying. I was like, do we need the mic?
I
Do we need
wish.
like
I wish we
the light
had
going?
this, but no,
Wait a
that's.
minute, is that the house behind you?
It is. No need to worry about professionalism. Kay is making tacos and drunk right now.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
First of all, I'm not drunk. We're making nachos. We're not
But it's
making
Cinco de Mayo,
tacos.
though.
Kay
It's
ain't
a Cinco de
Mexican.
Mayo. Hey. Oh, I want a margarita. We should have had
Margarita.
margaritas
Okay,
at
we got
this.
margaritas
Too bad Lee should have came over.
with
Yeah.
10:30 a.m. margaritas, right? I mean,
Yeah.
well, it's noon
it's noon
somewhere. It's
somewhere.
noon
It's
there.
noon there,
Is
right?
this who we are? Is this what we
This
represent?
is who we are.
This
This
is who
is
we
who we are,
are.
and I'm not ashamed.
I guess the cheese stands alone. That's fine. The queso
That's
cheese,
right,
I
Justin.
suppose.
I'm not
No, I'm
ashamed.
not ashamed.
Amen.
I'm who
I
I
am
am.
not.
So, anywho, moving along, let me do my professional introduction. Hello and welcome to So Good We Named It, the first Golden Girls and Golden Palace podcast, and the first Golden Girls or Golden Palace podcast with Black hosts, as seen at GoldenCon 2022, GoldenCon 2023, The Judge Mathis Show, Yahoo, USA Today, The Associated Press, and soon to be The Golden Girls Kitchen in Chicago, June 21st and July 19th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Go to Bucket Lister's website for more information. This is So Good We Named It featuring Barrett and Kay. I'm Barrett.
And of course, I'm Kay. Hey, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Here you go. Your
Yeah.
Cinco de
Cinco
Mayo shit. I'm
de
all out of breath after that long ass intro.
Mayo. It's
Yeah.
very, very,
It's
very well
impressive.
done.
Took a lot out of me. But today we are joined by dear close personal friends, the incomparable and multi-talented Justin and Ashley, who some of you may know as, I don't know, what do they know you from? What do you do? Tell us all about yourselves.
Some people know us as the
The
Farleys.
Farleys. So we go by the Farleys with a little stage name there.
Little stage name. We are the creators, directors, producers, writers,
Star.
everything's of the Blackster,
Star.
short form comedy that you can see right now on YouTube. So go check that out. Of course, Barrett edited half of that series, so he is part of our production team as well.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I also have a podcast called The Geriatric Mama. You can find that on YouTube and on Instagram. And Justin is future four-time Oscar winner, best
Wow.
actor.
Thank you.
Congrats.
I'll manifest that.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been acting since I was in the sixth grade, and now,
Since he was born.
yeah, so I mean, I guess so, since I was born. So, this is a lot to fruition, but it's good. The Blackter is the
Yes.
most current thing we've done, and we're really proud of.
Yeah. So thank
Amen.
you for having us,
Yeah,
you
thanks for
guys.
having
We're
us,
super
y'all.
It's a pleasure. And he's a real actor, y'all, because people say, oh, I do a little acting. No, you could like see him in like commercials and shit, and I'll
You
be
can
like,
see me.
oh,
Yeah, my bad. You can see
that's
me.
Justin. And
From episodes, you can see
he's
me. You can
everywhere.
see
You can
him.
see me.
They are my husband's
He's
childhood
been featured.
friends.
Featured. There we go. Thank you, Kay. Yeah,
That's
featured.
how
Absolutely.
I
That's
know
my.
them. And he married us. We had that.
Yes.
I sure
But
did. I sure did. Yeah.
y'all
Beautiful
can
day.
find him on
It
some stuff.
was.
So look him up.
It was like one of those cool autumn Chicago days where it wasn't too cold, but it was
It
like.
was
cold
cold
as
as
damn
hell.
lie. It was cold.
No,
Okay,
it wasn't that
it
cold. No, it
wasn't.
wasn't
It was
that cold.
Shit.
Frigid. It
I
was
had on my fur
cold
coat.
AF.
And I was still cold.
I think you're cold. I think you just wanted to wear the fur. If it were 90 degrees, yeah, you were
going to
wear
the fur. You know,
it was cold. And y'all from California, so I would think y'all would be like,
"This from Chicago, that's why I wasn't cold."
I know, but y'all live in Cali, so I'm like, it's cold as shit. If I'm saying it's cold, it was cold.
It was.
You know, I think that we were mentally preparing for it to be colder than it was, and it wasn't, so we were like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
That's fair. That's fair.
We were in Chicago. That was, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't been back since.
That's fair.
Okay, as Sophia said, which isn't really
tie this back into the
the king of segues.
Can I just say that the Stan episodes are really some of my favorite Golden Girls episodes, because he's like the only person that really gets Dorothy like off her game.
Absolutely, she knows how to deal with the ladies. Like, you know,
you detest him. That's a little harsh.
Kate. I detest Stanley, but
detest. Well, no, he's not likable.
No, not at all.
He's a lovable loser.
But doesn't he end up pretty rich?
Like he invented the Sborny, because a day without potatoes is unnecessary.
That's true.
I feel like once he came into a little coin, that, you know, he was able to be the Stan he's always wanted to be. New Stan, tastes great, less filling Stan, whatever it may be. He could be that when he had that coin. I think we all could be our best selves with some coin.
I agree.
We stand for New Stan.
New Stan.
Coin, when you get money, it just enhances who you were before you had money.
Now, that's true indeed.
That's the truth right there.
Or it helps you be who you couldn't be without the money.
But you still got to be
that. If you're an asshole, you're still going to be one.
You're going to be a bigger one.
A rich one. Yeah, right.
I mean, they say money doesn't buy happiness. It would make me real fucking happy. So I don't know who the hell they polled about that. But
wait till you get to LA. You're going to meet rich people, and they are the most miserable people you've ever met in your entire life.
Yeah, I want to be a little miserable. Shoot, I could be, you know, for the right price, since I'll be living in a shoebox when I get out there. But that's fine. You gotta do what you gotta do.
And will, absolutely.
That's okay. At least I'll have grass. Dorothy comes in super excited, you know, talking about this candy or whatever. I don't believe that she honestly thinks that they'll be friends. Get the fuck out of here, Dorothy.
I don't think so.
Like, who's she trying to convince?
She might think that. But I think she was already starting to fall for him at that point, yeah.
It's like,
do we know how long they were married?
38 years.
38 years. I'll say 38
years. And then in this episode, she says 7 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a long time.
You can't just get over some shit and be like, oh, we're friends now. I was like, keep saying that. That's great. Maybe you'll convince Hope, because he won't be convincing anybody else, as Nene would say. Mm-hmm. But I think she is fooling herself and then trying to fool Sophia. And then they come in, you know, when the cows came home, and Rose was on her psychology shit, calling her a hypersexual bitch.
That was one of the best lines.
She's like, did you just go on, bitch?
Damn.
Oh, well,
on ABC.
That's what I'm saying. How did they get past the censors back then?
Because they're old. They can say what they
published
want.
Published in
St. Olaf's. The Journal of Abnormal Psychology, American Journal of Abnormal Psychology. They had a lot going on. Such an industrious city. They had their own car. They printed a national magazine.
Capitalism. There wasn't no joke over there.
How diverse do we think it was?
Said they only had
everybody
one.
Everybody looked like her. Like everybody.
They had one black guy, and she said that he got scared when they came and like did their traditional welcome, and they like burned something in his yard with bed sheets on some KKK shit.
Not with bed sheets on. Those girls were slightly problematic.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I would think that it's some problems in St. Olaf.
Yeah, it's problematic.
Just a wee bit. And then,
what time do you think it'd be at night that they'd be chatting it up and eating and drinking all this stuff?
Oftentimes, like, it's like the dead of night. Sometimes they'll say, like, oh, it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Like, don't y'all stomachs be hurting?
Yes, and they're drinking coffee
and shit. I'm like, this is like,
eating cheesecake.
I guess they got nothing else better to do. I need my sleep. I'm nothing without my 14 true, hours yeah. a night, honey. So I don't know.
Well, you know, sometimes older people don't need as much sleep. You know, it's like they've just been going like, their I've whole life.
I guess they're close to the end. So they're like, yeah, I don't want to sleep too much.
They're like, let me get this 4 hours in and mm-hmm. I'll be good.
Damn. Well, they were up for quite some time because Sophia was able to come in and out and back and forth. And I think that was the later part. Because then we see them on the lanai and she's like, I need to talk to you privately. Y'all already alone. What the fuck you talking about privately? Like, okay.
Like away from the audience.
And Blanche, I love how Sophia comes back in the kitchen and recycles her joke. And Blanche is like, yeah, you like, just said that. And she's like, this is late. I don't have fresh material. Right.
Turn on Letterman.
Yeah, right. That really cracked me up.
Which I feel like he's just on the air. One-liners. So for them to be watching Letterman in 90, this would have been 91. No, 90, because it was the beginning of the season. And I remember him very vividly being on as an adult. Like, how fucking long was he on TV?
He was on a really long time.
She makes everything about her. She is such a fucking narcissist.
She is.
Like, my God. She was like, when Rose comes in and she's like, I need to talk. Dorothy. And she's like, you know, Dorothy. This friend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm starting to like him. And she's like, it's a curse.
My girl. She ain't gay.
Ain't nobody talking about you.
Okay.
But is she saying suckle or succor? This is very big in the Golden Girls community. Always assume suckle. The closed
caption on our TV said succor.
Which I didn't even know what the hell that was. I thought it was suckle. But apparently it could be sucker. I had the definition. Let me ask. Hey, Google, what is the definition of the word succor? Assistance and support in times of hardship and distress. So maybe it was succor.
That sounds like a Southern Belle word that she would use.
But they were talking about flowers. So I'm like, well, suckle, you know. Right. Maybe I was just thinking of photosynthesis. I don't know. But,
if it wasn't for the closed caption, I would have thought that that's what the word was.
But sometimes it's wrong.
Such a Southern Belle.
Sometimes you're right.
Because it's just a random person typing it up on their own. So who knows?
She's just like got this very gone with the wind vocabulary, you know? So it's just words that people don't even use anymore.
Yeah, right.
She just really likes to emit this whole Southern Belle thing. What you eating, Kay?
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Nachos, because it's
whenever you put that finger over the mouth like this, you be like,
it's a chicken salad. Okay, superior.
I don't want to stop nachos. Chewing because let me.
Kay has inspired our dinner for the evening.
Definitely what's happening tonight.
And margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Wow. As you should. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, let's get back to this episode because I'm actually really excited to be talking about Stan and Dorothy.
Okay, let me see where I am on my notes. So, could Dorothy have really been that shocked that Stan had feelings for her? She act like it was such a surprise. He always does, all throughout the series.
The whole series, yeah.
I think that she has so much hate for him that when he manages to sneak back in her heart a little bit, she's taken aback a little bit.
It's like she remembers the things that she did love about him, and then it's like all the other stuff isn't attached. But then it's like it's kind of like she kind of goes back and like, oh yeah, this is why I hate you.
Yeah.
You can't relate, Kay? What? I think you're muted. Pull your antenna up.
Okay, I don't understand how she was. I don't understand any of it. I put that in my note. I don't understand how Dorothy forgot why they broke up. Why would you go back to? Why would you do that?
She was in a drought, you know. Okay. And she's like,
I don't give a damn.
She was just remembering the good
time. In the episode, she's like, I keep remembering all the things that I hated about Stan or something like that. And it's like, but then, you know, how could you forget that quick? I don't know.
Who filed for the divorce? Did Stan or Dorothy file for the divorce? Didn't Dorothy file because
No, Stan left her.
Oh, right.
For the younger woman. Exactly. Yeah, okay. Chrissy. No, please. I don't even want to. No, absolutely not.
But think about it. She got left. So when she was cool with him when it ended, so she kind of had to tear herself apart from him. So those feelings and emotions are still there somewhere. And he likes to pop up and like sort of galvanize those old feelings.
I mean, it's hard to.
He's
just
a manipulator. He's emotionally manipulating her.
Love bombing.
Completely unrelatable.
And everybody else around her knows, but she's like, I mean, it feels good right now. So, yeah.
I mean, you can remember the good times without having to go back. I mean, I certainly ain't trying to go with my ex, but do I think about fun stuff we did, like that time we had that human skull? Yeah, that was a good time, but that doesn't mean that we need to be together. So Dorothy needs to be able to draw the line between reminiscing and, you know, even hanging out. Like, I've hung out with
her.
She's
lonely. But... She's lonely. Did you see that the Surgeon General just declared loneliness a public health issue?
That's sad.
Wow.
Is that for real?
What is the world coming to?
People are lonely out here. So when you're lonely, I imagine you make really
bad
crazy
choices.
And
yeah, not
desperate
even just
decisions.
Bad choices, but like irrational.
So, Kay, I'm sure you can think of a specific person we mutually know that if you think about the fact that loneliness can cause all of this, that would be a good explanation for some of their behaviors.
Are we talking about Dunkaroos?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Code name Dunkaroos. Right, I got it.
You know, I don't think I ever ate a Dunkaroo.
I was like... How do you know the kangaroo personally? Then I was like, what is going on?
My code name, Dunkaroos. Bye.
Dunkaroo. Mm-hmm.
I am not going to be their 13th reason. So moving on. She said, the man sent you meat. Ain't no man ever sent me no meat. I don't know how I would respond to that.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I thought that was maybe a thing for the times, but I don't. What is that about?
You be sending her meat?
Deli meat?
No, she remember she sent
it was steak.
He sent her steak.
He sent some steak.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if a man sends me meat, steaks, cold cuts, I'm sold.
And we got a problem.
I love that it's a man, not Justin. Just if a man did.
Buffalo.
Right? You popped up there like not me.
Anybody, whoever.
She said, if a man sends me meat,
I could get like a bouquet, like prosciutto wrapped up like roses.
That
like
would be good.
Bouquet.
Yes, I would love that.
If a man could send me some market day, they still have market day. Is that still a thing?
No.
I'll take that over
like,
chocolate.
Take that thing home and be like, I know I ain't going to be able to get any of this, but I'm going to look at it.
Maybe I'm privileged because we got lots of shit. But Kay always says I wasn't spoiled.
I think it was
spoiled,
a pun on the line, though. Like,
the writing, again.
He sent you meat.
There was a lot of sexual innuendo in this episode.
Very raunchy.
The going and going. You know, that line, I'm like,
that was a little, I was like, oh my God. Like,
damn.
And I never really thought
like
about
Rose
that.
For a minute because that went over my head for a second.
Yeah, she was like, as in coming. She was like,
she said he was dying.
But I don't think about the fact that old people would say that. Yeah. I mean, I guess so if you're still having sex, but I just don't imagine old people being like, oh, I'm, you know. I don't
know. Studies show that older people get it in.
Well, I know they get it in, but I wouldn't imagine them using
like
that verbiage, I guess.
The thing that threw me is that was on network. That joke is like,
it's
like an HBO joke.
It is very raunchy. But again, I think because of their age, they were able to, you know,
get
around
it.
Because
no one was like, oh, that's what they're talking about. Yeah, right.
It probably went over a lot of the viewers' heads.
And the execs, like, that, you know, like, went and, like, you know, finalized the script. They're like, oh, yeah, that's funny.
Talk about your mixed emotions. I also love the sap on stilts and cankerous little prune. Very, very great descriptors.
And the way she threw the line at her, it was almost offensive because it was her mom. But, you know, like, sometimes she does that and I just be like, it's like sometimes she talks to her like it's like she's not her mom. And I think that's
the most
hilarious. Yeah, the relationship.
And nobody wanted to play Dorothy, which was sad.
Yeah, oh, my God, what an insult.
No thanks.
But I just want to say that Blanche's joke when she's talking to using, like, gymnastics as a metaphor for great sex.
Oh,
and she's like, you know, if it's over a 9, then it's good. And Rose is like, you know, she's like, 9 inches. I think Rose was the freakiest though. Yeah, you did say that. Once she gets, you know, behind closed door, she's probably like.
I mean, they did have sex.
She's got the leather
every week at the on the same night because they said she never had seen I Love Lucy because they would fuck every night when it came on, and she said
so
that
she was having some regular sex. Yeah, I mean, she was having it
weekly.
I mean, mm-hmm. she did as get the lamb the ultra sensitive condoms in black when they went to the drugstore that one time. On some freaky shit. So
I think she was just picking those up. I don't think she was purposely trying to get the black ones.
I mean, she was like, "Oh, I'll take a pack of these, please." And I'm like, "Okay, that's what she likes." I don't know what why it needs to be black. Like, what does that do? Add
yeah,
to
what
some,
does that do? Yeah,
some
right.
sexuality of
it. Because Rose is a freak.
I guess.
I mean, it does. Maybe it does hold up to yeah.
I mean, this, she did kill two men in bed, yeah. So it's like, what are you doing in there?
What are you,
everything.
I mean, can Blanche claim that?
I mean, Blanche says she wants to go out with a bang, but Rose took it literally, apparently.
Literally.
And then he comes back. He has the Studebaker, but I thought it was a Nash. So was it a Studebaker? Was it a Nash? The world may never know. And then he comes in and he whisks her off. And Blanche don't even say shit. She's doing her nails. They have the whole nail kit out there. She had no lines. She's just hanging out.
Yeah, that's right. She didn't say anything.
But
she's
you know, just there. It's the reality of it. Yeah, you know, when you have roommates, you're just like, dude, I have nothing to do with what you're doing. Just go be like, great.
I've never had a roommate that wasn't my friend. Anytime I had a roommate, we were friends before. First, so I don't know the dynamic between just roommates.
I mean, clearly y'all didn't stay friends. You went on Judge Mathis, but you know, I guess it started out. Oh, wow. Yeah, on a good note.
Hey, having a roommate is rough.
It is.
It really
yeah, is. It is.
Gosh. We've had roommates that we weren't friends with, and those did not work out well.
No,
those
never
friends don't work out either.
Mine start out as friends.
They don't got to pay no rent.
But clearly it didn't last neither time. And the second one was a real macadamia at the end. We had separate size of the sink, separate garbage cans. We only communicated through a whiteboard. It was very toxic.
We've been there.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I wonder, regular people, what the hell?
No, he was
I just wonder if roommate situations, if they ever really work out, you know.
It's not ideal, though. No one wants
it's
to have
like
a roommate. You want your own shit.
I mean, if you get along.
So when you're with a roommate, it's because you can't have your own shit.
And it gets so
I feel like we should make the best of it. Because it's still my shit. We just share, you know, like a common area maybe. But
right,
I like
but
it's
you
still
don't,
my
but
shit.
You, deep down, you don't want to share.
You don't
want to
share.
I mean, I don't.
And the other person doesn't either. So it's like there's that built-in tension that even if you are the best of friends, it's like I would prefer to be alone.
I mean, I think as long as you're respectful, whatever. So when we move in with you guys, you're going to see that, you know, as long as you get along with the people, that is fine, right?
Let's see.
Who is we?
Me and Manny and the cats and the dog. Okay.
And the cats and the dog.
Thank you for clarification.
And we're going to move in with Ashley and Justin. It'll be great.
Okay, let me know how that worked out.
Month old, right.
Yeah, I think
it'll be true Hollywood story.
Right, behind the music.
You know, okay.
Like, I mean, think of all these creative minds under one roof and all the things that we could come up with. And I can get my Emmy and my star and my Madame Tussauds figure. That's all I want. Just those three things. Okay. That's
you can get the star. Yeah. You just got to pay 50 grand.
Yeah, they pay for the stars.
But they don't let everybody have it who wants it. So we see Sophia using her line again. Well, I think this is the first time, Slut Puppy, which we see again in season 7. Buckle up, slut puppy, she tells her. And then Dorothy's having sex in the car. Now, as we have heard, they're like a couple of redwoods, as in they're very tall people. Is that really that comfortable in this studio?
No, it worked. That's the first
thing
I thought.
Well, they were
of.
In that old-ass car, so yeah. I imagine there was a little bit more
like
room.
Huge, yeah.
It wasn't that much room. They were both like 6 feet
tall.
Though.
Yeah.
And they old.
And they were in the back seat.
You're not as
so you
flexible
can't even
as you were.
But you're not laying flat, you know, when you...
I've never done that. It was like they were laying diagonal or something.
Which they looked like they were enjoying themselves.
That just seems very crowded to me. I don't know. Maybe it depends
on the car.
Very
crowded. I mean, car sex is very crowded, period. But in that little ass car and then you 6 feet, both of y'all 6 feet tall, what are we doing?
That ain't gonna work.
You don't even bother me. I used to have a Kia Soul.
That's like that TV magic. They're like, just believe it. Just wait.
I need to go back to Slut Pup because I'm wondering, do you think Blanche was like ever really offended by those comments, or did they just kind of roll off? Because I can't tell.
Later in the show, she kind of just laughs it off. But earlier in the show, she would be a little more responsive and have some smart to say. But eventually she's like, yeah, I guess I am a slut.
So they just wore her down.
Pretty much.
Well, she wore herself down and she just
there we go.
And then again with the dirty humor, I thought I was setting the parking brake. You nasty.
Now, you know what? That one got me.
Like, what is really going on?
I mean, if it's dark and you reaching, you thought you was... But I was like, was she driving? Why would she be setting the parking brake?
Right,
like, but I digress.
Right.
But also, I think that was a little bit of a Stan has a big...
Yeah.
Has a big dick.
I mean...
The parking brake ain't that big.
The parking brake, think about
Let me Google it.
In
what
kind of
parking brake is like 8-9 inches long?
How you know? You be measuring parking brakes?
Parking brake.
And then
what was that
little silver part?
Oh,
at
like
the top.
Is that the head? Very X-rated, so good we named it.
I think she was saying that he had a big one.
Well, she told him before, earlier, in season two, you're wasting your time, Stanley. I'm familiar with the big guns. So she made it seem like it wasn't nothing. But maybe he's a grower, not a shower. I don't know.
Oh, there
but,
I mean, he was tall. I guess that doesn't mean you have a...
Not necessarily, but... I just, the idea of Dorothy just grabbing his shit like that, it was like, oh my goodness, Dorothy.
She was the aggressor. She wanted it.
But didn't she say she started it?
Thought she was reaching for the parking brake.
She knew what she was doing.
And where was it positioned? Was it out? Like, how far over was her hand? So many logistics here. But, I mean, get it how you
live,
girl.
Also, it's making me wonder, like, was he excited in the
That's
moment?
What I'm
because
saying.
How
like,
do you not know?
So it was just out and...
Had to be.
It was just out.
Y'all nasty. Y'all
so he's weird. A pervert.
He's just out. He's a pervert.
He is a pervert. Like, that. They're sexual, I don't want to say predators, but they were out in public. Like, they could be on the sex offenders list.
They're deviants.
Right.
Yeah, they were, like, at the makeout point sort of thing.
Is that a real thing? You always see it in TV and movies. Where is that here?
What?
I never.
Make out point.
I feel like that was something from, like, the 50s or something.
Get a room, you two. Shoving your lifestyle in my face.
You just had that baby.
But I don't know where that would be. Maybe the Oasis over the expressway. That'd be a good makeout point.
The Oasis?
What do you mean, ew? What's wrong with the Oasis? You don't like Auntie Anne's? What's the problem?
Why though? They could have got a room. Why didn't they just go to a hotel? Were they in denial?
Maybe that's
more comfortable.
Don't kink shame. Maybe they like the idea of voyeurism or whatever. And there was another couple. Maybe they were putting on a show.
That is a thing. Some people are into that.
I mean,
hey, I'm not shaming anyone. I'm just curious. I guess.
I mean, Kay doesn't like for older people to have sex at all. It was an interesting choice, but I guess they wanted to relive being kids again or teenagers. So that's what teenagers.
Well, yeah, that's what she said, that they went to the point where they used to like make out or something, right?
Yeah, it was like the same place or so, or the same place, in the same car.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I guess it wouldn't have been the same place since they weren't in New York, but I guess it gave the same vibe of the make out point or something.
Or reminded her or something.
As usual,
they wasn't making out, they was doing it.
Like she had her whole like her shirt was off and everything.
That,
Like no flex given.
Sexy that night.
very grown. But Dorothy was once again crazy nuts about this guy, as she loves to say. When she was on the phone with him, she got all fucking excited and shit.
Okay, like, she just did. Saw him. Her sexy voice.
The kiss at the end. I'm like,
her knees buckled a little bit.
And she's like, oh, big quake in California. Who was she talking to? Her sister Gloria? Is that how she talks to Gloria? Because she lives in California.
she was like, yes, the earth did move. What the hell y'all was doing?
I mean, that's
think about it. They were married so long. Stan knows exactly what to do.
I bet he does.
He knows.
And like her clothes run down, her giant like brooch thing was totally gone. Just had all her chest out. Imagine having to get to that.
It looked like she was pushing the car.
She wore a lot of layers. Pushing the car. So trying to get her undressed seems tedious. Trying to get through all these many...
those layers.
Right. And then we have another classic Sophia line. Enough wicker. Love it. Which inspired...
There is a lot of wicker. There's a lot of wicker.
The fact that she was like, wait a minute, this isn't my house.
I know, I love how she was like,
yeah, I don't like this shit.
Lance will take every opportunity to be like, you bitches are living in my house. This is my house.
Although technically that furniture is considered rattan, not wicker, but we'll just, you know, leave it there.
Well, they're cousins. They're cousins.
Yeah. Thank you.
With bamboo as well. But yes, Kay and I got to
Ashley
sit.
Furniture now.
I do. a little Wicks realness for the girls. But I imagine
the humidity down there. You need something a little bit stronger than your average wicker, you know.
Well, I'll say we sat on that couch and it doesn't seem like it does on the show. Like it seems so low and everything. The cushions have been reupholstered, but I'm like, this is what they sat on every day, all day for 7 years. It's not as comfortable as I.
Well, they had to probably adjust the height for the shot because, you know, yeah. Dorothy is so tall. And
yeah, it is like on a little platform sometimes I've seen. But
yeah, they have to adjust probably depending on who's sitting on it.
It's weird to know that, you know, you're like sitting on the same fucking furniture that they
did.
That
is crazy.
Yeah.
And people always want to tell me that I'm a fucking liar and that's not the real couch. Bitch, it's the real couch, okay? If you don't believe me,
if you say it's the real couch, I believe.
As much money as they fucking charge to sit on it, it ought to be the goddamn real couch.
It better be the real couch.
But
where did you do that at?
Yeah, where did you do that
at? GoldenCon 2022 and 2023. I'm on my case. Should I have a hard stop at 2 o'clock?
The nerve of Bear, the audacity.
You always be trying to hard stop on me.
Trying to cut us off like
that. Because you always hold me hostage, and I'm having a wonderful time.
Well, I have an appointment.
Shit. Okay, fine.
Well, we'll just do some Zoom calls with Kay.
I mean,
we'll
got 14 more minutes. We got 14 more minutes here.
My new best friends, Ashley and Justin.
Mm-hmm. Are we trying to steal my best friends that I stole from my husband? So, yes, we see Sophia in her classic Sophia outfit, which Glenna had in the costume contest. At some point at GoldenCon. No, she had the pirate outfit for the contest, but she wore this when she did the skit with us, which we first see in the second episode of the series. As a dedicated fan, I noticed these things. But
Is this the one when she went to the TV studio? The studio, right.
Which was also the hospital from when Rose thought she had AIDS.
Why did I not remember that episode?
That's because that was when she had some type of blood transfusion and they, you know, thought they might have given her tainted blood.
But you
can't catch AIDS, Rose. You can catch HIV, which can lead to AIDS, but, you know, whatever. Oh, God, you gave me an art cup.
If somebody has AIDS and you get a blood transfusion, you can't get AIDS. It starts over. You get HIV.
I don't know if it starts over. I don't know if that's how it works.
I'm not sure how that works.
If it resets, but it's not something that you can transmit, I don't believe. I don't think AIDS is transferable. I think HIV leads to AIDS.
I feel like... We are not well versed in
this. I mean, you know, I'm not a scientist.
I'm like, I don't know.
I will say medicine has come a very long way since, you know, people worried about the blood transfusions. And thank God for that because it's just a terrible thing.
So, well, I can't even donate blood since I'm gay. So, you know.
Is that still a thing? Yeah.
So no blood for y'all. I guess you just die. That's fine. But
well, I have very special blood. I can give blood to anyone, but I can only get it from people who have my same blood type.
Well, let me get a little bit of that then, because I don't even know what blood type I am. So just put some.
She
on
can
the side.
Like donate to everybody, but it's only one type that she can get. Mm-hmm. And it ain't me.
Well, we used to donate blood to pay for our dances in high school, and they banned me for life then because they said I had hepatitis antibodies, which I guess was from getting the vaccine for it or something. So I was like, well, damn, I wasn't even out yet and already banned. I get Abby confused with Myra because it's a similar situation where somebody like won't leave Rose the fuck alone. But Rose did the same thing to her coworker 3 episodes earlier because she was so thirsty to be his friend. So she's a fine one to talk doing Abby like this.
Oh, she was doing what Abby did.
Yes.
What is it that Abby was in? Because she's a known actress.
Men in Black.
But I'm imagining her in something else.
Edgar's wife.
I made you remember his fucking name. I guess that's really your shit.
I love the Men in Black series, first of all. Don't do Will Smith.
I'm going to keep his movies' names out my motherfucking mouth so you don't slap me. But I knew her from somewhere. And then when I looked it up, I was like, oh, yeah, she was her. But she also was Fred's mom in the Fred series and Fred movies. Remember that annoying shit? And then they had her Abby replacing Enrique Mas. I don't see how she's dynamic enough to take over for such a big personality. I was kind of confused
that they promoted. I think they just were like, we have to wrap this storyline up real quick.
I was salty. I had another Rose moment because I thought he was going to say Rose. And when he didn't, I was like,
I did too.
Just like, they just give it to anybody. And then the whole apartment 3G thing that always cracks me up. And I always say, so it's later that same day when I'm telling a story.
Yes, that was funny. Looked
it up. And
I
that,
used to love the comics when I was a kid.
I used to read the comics every day. Brenda Starr and who else?
I used to look at the Dilbert ones because his tie was so funny.
Well, he's problematic now. So you won't be reading. He's problematic. You won't be reading Dilbert anywhere because the newspapers dropped him. Making racist comments. The guy that created Dilbert.
Yeah, he said that he lives in a certain neighborhood because basically it's only white people that live there.
Dilbert.
Okay. First of all, I'm not gonna be controversial. Go ahead.
When Dilbert had a show, it aired on UPN. But all
right.
They'll take the money from
us. As always. But I looked it up, and Apartment 3G was a comic strip that was similar to soap operas, to where they would drag their storylines out over years and years. So that's why she's later that same day. It's been 30 fucking years.
That's such a clever joke. Again, the writers.
A very clever joke.
And everything
means something. I didn't even know about what that comic strip was about, but it made me laugh. Like, literally laugh out loud. Mm-hmm.
But when you unpack the dialogue, especially if you look at the references or whatever, so much stuff, it's like, it's funny anyway, but if you really look up what it meant, it's like, damn, that is a really good fucking joke.
Really good. Yeah, that's really good.
Know, the writers.
Did the writers ever win Emmys for this? They must have.
I feel like they did the first season.
It's just so good.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah.
I would like a writing Emmy and an acting Emmy. So maybe 2 Emmys, Madame Tussauds figure, and then a star. And I think that's enough.
Well, if you have a show that goes for seasons upon seasons, then you can get more than 2. You know?
I don't want to be one of those because I feel like they never win anything else ever again when they have
like
a
it's
show
the first season like and the last season.
Yeah, but you collecting checks believe.
Yeah, they did win season 1. Season
at
one.
At the end of the day, you've like contributed.
As long as it's not on a streaming service. Hello.
True. Oh, well. And the episode that won for writing in season 1 was A Little Romance, the one with Dr. Jonathan Newman that won Outstanding Writing for those that care.
Was a good one too.
And I want a Daytime Emmy too, and a Creative Arts Emmy. So that's it. Just those four.
So many aspirations. Everybody's so creative.
don't you do that? See how different that looks? But I like the part at the end when she's like, oh, real friends, special friends. And they're like, where did she say she was going? I don't think she said. I don't think who said.
She said, right.
Oh, damn. The epitome of dust. But
treating the fuck out of Rose. That's so sad.
But at least she doesn't realize. In that moment,
I noticed, I don't know why, but I was looking at Blanche's shoes, and she had on some really cute shoes in that scene. So
wasn't it her usual
little house shoes with the kitten heels? Yes. I love them.
Now, when I had them on at Golden Con, when I was playing Blanche, y'all were trying to drag me for my kitten heels.
Your first lady heels.
I was just trying to be true to character, but I felt like I had on some fucking stilettos. Shit. I don't care if they were this high.
Them little ass cat heels.
I was tipping the fuck through. Even Jim Colucci was dragging me. I was like, oh, everybody's on my
ass. Everybody got something to say.
But
the costume design on that show is crazy.
Yeah, they have the best robes.
And it's so crazy. Like, it's like a lot of that stuff people will wear today.
Mm-hmm. You know? I do wear it. So they, yeah. I mean, look at what the fuck
I got
on.
I would wear a lot of what Dorothy wears.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Those
I like Blanche's outfit.
Blanche's.
I like Blanche's.
And you can get your Golden Girls earrings at the So Good We Named It Etsy. Now available. Mm. Price is just
right. Are they clip-ons?
I do have clip-ons. Mm-hmm. Since Bea Arthur didn't have her ears pierced, I got something for everybody. but the final scene is the only time we see them outside of the house that's not the lanai or the porch. Interesting that they built a whole new set for this.
They built a whole new set for that helicopter shot.
I assume.
And who was in the helicopter? What
motivated
the same creepy ass man?
That was a high speed chase in the area.
Why was the helicopter over their house?
Over their house.
I mean, TV magic, right?
Right.
I assume they were outside of Dorothy's room. That's doing a lot. You got to do all of that. You grown, Dorothy? If that's what you want to do.
You know what I would have done? I would have made like Rose in the news station helicopter, flying over the house.
Like have her voice over.
Yeah, like I see you guys down there or something like that.
But they kept going.
I did like the line of her being like, if my mom finds out, she'll kill me. You know, it's like being that age and saying that, that was funny.
But I get it as Sophia being her mom and then as Dorothy being the daughter not wanting to hear that
shit.
Not
wanting to hear that.
But she's grown as hell. She's like 60. If you don't leave that lady alone.
I know, right?
You know, the older I get, the more I appreciate stories that kind of hit on the complicated relationships that women have with their mothers as they get older. Because I don't feel like that's talked about a lot. And those relationships are very complex.
And they change.
Because I feel like my mom is my daughter at this point. Because she doesn't listen. She does irrational shit. Mm. When do we switch? Like, when do we switch?
And then if I say something, she get an attitude. And I'm like, what is going on? Super offended. Super offended.
I just hang up.
We can't talk about this.
So, sorry. Gotta go. Something came up. But
rush you off the phone like, oh, okay.
You're like, what you got to do?
It's like, exactly. I see I've upset you, like, so I'm going to leave now. We'll talk about this later.
That is really interesting. Now, that is, you know, they did kind of explore that. Did y'all see Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I kind of went into it a little bit with that
mother-daughter relationship. That's that's a really, really good topic. I don't know if like film, podcast, but like, that's true. Yeah. You know, just being on the outside looking in and seeing it with your mom, because I knew you since high school.
Okay, you don't need to put the whole relationship
transforming.
But especially if you have like, if you had a shit mom growing up, and now you're trying to be a better child/mother to your parent.
That's a rebuilding.
That's a whole different thing.
And you know, you kind of see that with Dorothy and Sophia, because she moves in with them, and Dorothy's, you know, she's a grown ass woman, you know, at this point.
But she put her in a home because she didn't want to be bothered. It just burned down.
Yeah. Right.
She had no choice.
It's a lot to take on because moms is annoying as fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. And
speaking personally,
you're like, for real, y'all want
to
get
it? It's a lot. It's a lot to take on.
The Golden Girls, they do a really good job at exploring in a comedic way the complexities of that mother daughter relationship.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I never even thought about it like that, but you're right.
It's very mentally exhausting to, sometimes as your parents get up in age, if you're a responsible child, you know what I mean? Like if you just don't care, right. If you care, it's really stressful. Why are you acting this way? I'm the kid, you're the parent.
I shouldn't be telling you what to do.
Yeah. I'm entering parenthood. So I don't know how to deal with your
mess. I'm trying to live my life and you,
especially in an era of, you know, mental wellness and all that, and trying to undo generational curses, and they're very stuck in their ways, and this is just how
especially at like their age. It's like trying to get them to be like, okay, mentally, like
it's like, you know, therapy is okay.
Like, no.
Like, you could go to church and pray, but you can also talk to a therapist every once in a while.
They got your degree. You know every fucking thing.
Go to church, pray, and go to therapy. Amen.
Speaking of therapy, I'm supposed to be in therapy right now.
Go ahead, not too Barry. Abruptly, we're sorry. We'd like to thank you all for joining us. I'm having a wonderful time.
Well, y'all can keep on talking. I ain't got to be on the show.
I can't think of doing anything better than this.
I know, Kay, we're having nachos. We're having...
It's tequila. Deliciousness. Cinco de Mayo.
Wait, they said that y'all out of tequila over here. Okay, so what you going to
do? Do you even know the origins of Cinco de Mayo?
Andre got some more.
No, we don't know the origins, but we know we got some nachos.
It's Mexican Independence Day, right?
I don't know.
It's Mexican Independence Day.
She's like, I'm going to say it like I mean it the second
time. Yeah, it's Mexican.
I don't think that's what it is. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I need to get Kay's number so I can send her a picture of our nachos and our margaritas later. Because that's after.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been fun. Barry, did you get replaced?
We're so you guys are gonna be the new co-host. It's so good we named you. Beard is getting replaced.
Okay. Yeah, oh, wow.
You gonna edit the episodes, Kay?
This is what he does to me. This is what you do to me.
I would never. I would never. Anybody who listens to the show knows I would never. But yes, thank you for joining us.
No, this is a lot of
my
fun,
nearest and dearest, dear friends. So when they blow up, y'all will know already that I know them. And be sure to check out The Blacktor, especially season when 2 when up. I write myself into it.
Okay,
whatever, same thing. But
we're gonna get Kay on that hour flight, and she's gonna be on set.
Kay told us now that she is an actor. I didn't know this, so now you know we got that.
Let's do it. We can expand.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we can. But, expand. That's the way to do it.
You get the spinoff, The Blacktress. That'll be your show. It'll be all about you.
Let's do that. Oh hell yeah. Oh, I startled you. I'm sorry. Blacktress.
And then I'll do gay Blacktor, and we'll just have all these different offsets. Blacktress. Hispanic Blacktor, disabled Blacktor. Just everybody gets the show.
Everybody gets the show.
Yeah, hell
everybody's
yeah.
Everybody's so creative.
Wow. Well, thank you for joining. And as I always say, independently, totally separate from Kay,
thank you
for listening, and thank you for being a friend. Oh, that was real sweet, wasn't it?
Thank you for being a friend. Yeah.
You going to drag them when we get off like you do everybody else, or are they special?
Hey. You know I love them. Yeah, okay, you know all, I love them.
Drag us, at
I love
record
y'all.
It so I can hear it and laugh.
No,
so
I don't be dragging
like
people.
Dragging us would be
no, you drag everybody.
I don't be dragging people that I actually like interacting with. Like, I feel like I was talking to my old friends this episode, but like some people come on and they don't say anything, and we got to pull all the
And she's like, where did you find this person?
Why are you here? And I'm like,
good job of doing that too, though. Like, that's a hard thing.
The magic of editing. That's a hard thing. The magic of editing.
Right.
I'm like, Barrett, you got to vet these people because they got on here.
I'm just letting everybody on this show.
You know what I mean? Because what the hell? What's your favorite episode of The Golden Girls? All of them. Okay, why are you here? Because we don't, I'm not doing it.
And we got how many? 39 minutes left. What you going to do?
Well, we can be recurring guests. This was a lot of fun.
We have to have them back on.
So good, everybody.
I feel like I was talking to my friends.
Oh, that's real nice. I'll have to make sure you never see each other again. Have a golden day. If you love this podcast, and I mean love this podcast, follow us on all social media, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, we're everywhere. And make sure to give us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen. And be sure to check out the So Good We Named It Etsy. And catch us live at the Golden Girls Kitchen in Chicago, June 21st and July 19th from 6:30 to 8:30. And you could end up on the show. And as always, thank you for listening and thank you for being a friend.
Tell us a little bit about how GoldenCon was, because I didn't really get to follow it the way I should.
Did you not hear our recap episode?
No, I didn't. That's why I'm asking.
You know, we didn't do as much as we did last year because we were like worn out. So we said, don't give us as much. But then I feel like maybe we should have had more to do. But I was a little too worried about my booth, which was kind of cumbersome. So I don't think I would have another one next year. I made a cute little coin, but it was too much work.
Well, I'll come help you in your booth next year. My friend does jewelry shows and she always has a booth, and I go help her out every now and then.
Well, that'd be nice because I had a whole lot of people that said they were going to help, didn't do shit. But not Johanna, though. Johanna was a great help. So thank you to Johanna. everyone thanks, else. Joanna. Yeah.
I Chris feel like you being shady, Barry. Yeah, I was like, I never said I was going to help you. I never said I took a sip of my Coke Zero.
Because I wasn't even thinking of you, but clearly you felt as if that applied to you. Yeah, triggered. It was cute. You know, there were some, you know, people be a little shady, but it was different. It was different from before. It wasn't bad. It was just a different type of feel. But, you know, of course, it's always wonderful to see my Golden Girls friends and to get to meet people from the show. I just was so exhausted the whole time because I was trying to do too much. So next time I want to.
And it's how long is it? It's like 3 days?
Or... It was March 31st through April 2nd at the Grand Sheraton Hotel. Go to thankyouforbeingafan.com for more information. And the crew.
I did see that one dude who was like, I think he posted he was mad and he got kicked out of Golden Con or something like
that. Yeah.
And then he started a podcast.
Allegedly. And, you know, somebody looked up his rap sheet. He has, you know, been arrested for attempted murder and arson. So, you know, maybe it's best he didn't attend.
Everyone's a fan of the Golden Girl.
Whoa. So,
there's an interesting audience for the Golden Girls, I'll just say. But it was... I want to be able to enjoy it as a fan more so and not feel like I'm working, which I wasn't contractually obligated to do a whole lot of shit that I did. I just felt like I had to. So if they have another one, I want to be able to go to panels, do the trivia, do all that, and immerse myself into it.
So if you minimize your booth activities, then you could do the other stuff?
Maybe, because last year we didn't have a booth, but we had a lot more things we had to do on stage. So, okay. I don't know, maybe just better time management or something. I don't know what the issue is. I think I just felt like I couldn't leave the booth ever.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to.
Also, you do want to, like, it's like once a year, so you want to, like, enjoy it as a fan. Like, you're a huge fan. So, you know, you don't want to feel like you're working that day. Exactly. You know what I mean?
So, I think figure out a better flow of that for next time and maybe have more stuff to do. See, Kay is too young for me. I could never at my old age.
First of all, I'm only taking shots every other hour because I'm also old and I will also get a hangover. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't even know if I get hangovers as much as it's just the anxiety that my stomach is going to hurt and that kills any enjoyment that I might be having.
My stomach don't be hurting when I be drinking, but I don't have a hangover. I just need, like, several days to recover or something.
I don't know if my stomach even ends up hurting half the time or if it's just in my head and I just psych myself into it. Phantom pain, Munchausen by proxy. But I don't know. I get so paranoid because I'm elderly that I can't hang.
This is also true.
Young me would be like, what happened to you? You used to be cool, bro.
You had to take a BC. It was a time when
you're breaking up, like, a little bit. Are you across the street?
No, I'm downstairs in my room. It was a time where I could drink, like, and go to work the next day at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Shit.
I won't even try this now because I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, I would work a full fucking shift at Target, and then my friends from work, we would go to the club. Right from work, we would change and then go out. The sun would be coming up while we're out.
Okay. Type shit. Mm. I fucking die trying to do that shit now. Like, how did she die? She got drunk at the club.
Like, I remember one time I ended up bringing Brittany back to work because I think she had like an opening shift or something. People were showing up. I came and got my bread. I left. But, I couldn't imagine. What a time to be alive. Again. I know.
To be 20 again.
I'd kill to be 30 again. There was this old 30 woman.
I couldn't take either.
Looking back at me.
22 was solid. 22 was a solid year. Like anything after 25, that's when it started going downhill.
If I could pick an age, I would be 25. That's not even that long ago. I would go back to 25.
I would. would go, I would stay where I am now, because in my 20s, I wasn't a boss bitch like I am now in my 30s. So I would stay here.
Well, I want to know what I know now, I guess. I wouldn't want to just go through all of that to be going through it. I want to have a little bit more awareness and maturity and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. We making nachos. You want some nachos for Cinco de Mayo?
Are they authentic nachos?
What's that mean?
Like how they would be made in Mexico?
What's that mean?
Like, are you making the tortilla chips yourself? Is there handmade guacamole?
I got some over the border tortilla chips
and
Doritos.
I never heard of over. I know on the border, but these over the border.
Okay, that's what it is. They on the border then. On the border tortilla chips.
Oh shit.
We got some ground turkey meat with some taco season on there. Mm-hmm. We got some tequila with the lime.
In the nachos? Mm, yum.
No, not in the nachos, but we got tequila with the lime. Right. And we got some salsa, the cheese. Did you like you mix the cheese and salsa together?
You don't have any Senor Frog's queso?
No, we don't got no queso.
Damn.
We don't got no case.
I know how you live.
Recording in progress.
I know how
you just started recording.
I was recording on GarageBand, but I was like, let me do my backup. Ever since Alison Faust's episode, I've been triggered. So I'm going to use every device I have. I'm going to have this cassette tape recording. Whatever.
We're going to have a shot o'clock in a second, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me let the windows up.
You getting hot from all the shots?
It's turning the heat down. We only took one shot so far. And we got some Cayman Jack margaritas. We finna go to the liquor store when I get off of, when I get done recording. Mm. Praise God.
You're making my stomach hurt just thinking about it.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me turn my heat off because it's hot outside.
So is this an all-day party?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess my invite got lost in the mail.
It's Cinco de Mayo. You ain't Mexican. You over. I told you we had. I am. My name is Valentina today. The fuck wrong with you?
Okay. Is that what that meant?
What y'all want to hear?
I didn't catch the reference when I saw that on Facebook.
Name an artist.
Aaliyah?
Hey Siri.
Is this for me?
Hey Siri. Shit, it's Alexa. Cause it's Alexa. Y'all, did you drunk?
What is really going on?
Alexa.
What the hell goes on at night in this house?
Shit, hold on, Alexa. Play Ashanti Radio.
We don't have the rights for any of this to be played.
Yeah, this Alexa. You ain't gonna hear what this is going on in my head.
I can hear all the people in the background.
Because they're right here, but typically this is a noise-canceling headset.
Let me see who these people are. Pull them on over. I want to see who I'm listening to.
This is my sister and my niece.
I ain't never met your alleged great sister. Niece. That you mentioned.
It's Barry. Y'all know Barry.
But I ain't never seen
him. They say, hey, Barry.
I don't see nobody. This sounds like AI, but okay.
Oh, I'm in a computer. The computer in the front room, and I'm in the kitchen. Okay, I got a shot glass for Andre. We're going to take another shot.
A lot of activities. Next, you're going to go mow the grass while we record. She got a lot going on over there.
Don't do
this. Oh, it's done, baby. They're going to be on here in 4 minutes.
Who is?
Our guests.
They here?
In 4 minutes.
No, I'm not in post, but I told y'all I can't entertain y'all from 12 to 1. Baby, you right on time for shot o'clock.
I do hate to interrupt shot o'clock, but we got 2 minutes.
Our guest? Okay, thank you. Keep me on track.
If you are a loved one, suffer from alcoholism or alcohol dependency, you can get help. You don't have to live like Kay. Just call, I don't know, call who? Let me see. Alcoholics Anonymous. I guess they don't have a phone line. And why do they call it anonymous? Because people get up and say their name. That's not very anonymous now, is it? Get help immediately.
All right.
Overcome alcohol addiction. Call 866.
We don't have alcohol addiction. It's Cinco de Mayo.
0463.
Barry, don't be like this. You can come over. It's Cinco de Mayo. Okay, come on over. Get some nachos. Y'all want this Rotel?
They are loud, whoever they are over there. Your grandniece is a little loud.
It's lit over here, okay?
I see. As much as I love a last-minute invite,
Wow, don't do that.
When I wasn't originally part of the guest list.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't no guest list. This is me and my family kicking it. We always do that. Me I and haven't my sister seen and my niece.
Anyone on camera other than Andre. All these people could be my, in your head for all I know.
My computer is in my office and I'm in the kitchen making the rest of these tacos and taking shots.
How you doing all of that and we supposed to be recording?
We is. I guess they, my hands at home. What the fuck?
They are in here right now.
Hey, Justin and Ashley, y'all
No, don't talk to them. Mute yourself.
No, I can't talk to them. Okay, I'll be back in 1 second.